Hey there. Welcome to another edition of Be Brave Friday. The title of today's episode is No More Toxic. Here on Be Brave Friday, we share Be Brave stories from our home in Maine because we want us to band together and be stronger, braver humans. It has been absolutely quiet out here for the past hour. This week, we found a few Be Brave moments on a Reddit thread, the link is in the notes, about what improved your quality of life so much you wish you did it sooner. That might not seem like a place where being brave stories would be told, but the truth is that sometimes we hold ourselves back and have to make brave moves to better our lives. Like alternative, RIP 4728 did. And they said, cutting out toxic friends. After years of knowing someone, it can be hard to see that they are no longer the person they were. Carrie's shaking her head behind the camera because of the sudden increase of noise. I'm gonna start over. Alternative RIP 4278 said, cutting out toxic friends. After years of knowing someone, it can be hard to see that they are no longer the person they were when a relationship started. My childhood best friend grew into a manipulative, selfish prick. For years, I hung out with him almost every day after work and always felt miserable afterwards. Everyone around me questioned why I still spent time with him. I always made excuses that seemed ridiculous in hindsight. I should have cut ties with him 10 years ago. Apparently, they feel much better after cutting ties with their ex-friend. And that's not an easy thing to do. As McNuggs says, I'm struggling with making this transition. One of my best friends growing up is honestly an immensely selfish person today. It pains me knowing that when I make this next change, there is a real possibility that they will pretty much stop existing in my life. I know it is to happen. I know it has to happen because it would be best for me. But the fear of losing an old friend is crippling. The reality is that they are already lost, and I need to move on for my own well-being. This whole thread really hit a nerve with thousands of responses, and Bangoris gave some advice, having done this himself. There were 1,000 little things and overstepped boundaries that added up over time and just made me resent the hell out of that friend group. Once we got into an argument, I honestly said what I thought, and we stopped talking after that. For a long time, I kept asking myself if I did the right thing, or if I was a shitty friend too. But I feel like I was there for them when they were not there for me. Like I listened to them, but they didn't want to listen to me. I know I always tried my best given the circumstances, and that brings me peace. If you feel like you've done right by your friends, and they haven't done right by you, it's okay to part ways. You only have one life. You should be careful in deciding who gets to be a part of it. I think that's really profound advice right there, actually. And sometimes you gotta cull the weeds so you can have more personal growth.
Have you ever culled the weeds?
Have I ever culled the weeds?
Yeah, man.
I'm sure I have. I can't think of any specific examples, but I think I'm more of a, rather than just cutting the ties, more of a let it fade out kind of person.
I'm a fade out, too.
You are a fade out.
Yeah, I am a
fade out.
Oh, there goes our dog.
But that's a perfectly fine way to do it, too.
Yeah, man. Do what you need to do to be happy and okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. And please, if you have anything in your life that made you feel brave once you did it, and you want to share it with the world, you can do it anonymously, or you can be known. But please send it to Carrie Jones in some form or fashion. And we'll put it on the air so we can help empower the rest of the world. Thank you very much.